He did.
Please be seated. I know every one of you who comes regularly has a place where you sit. And it does shift because we get visitors, people going on cruises, and Tony was just saying last night how he kind of has migrated over to this side from that one. But generally you have your view. Even people choose columbarium niches because it is right near where they sat. So you have a view that is generally the one you see. But I have the best view in this church because I get to stand up here and look at all of you. People I love, adore, people who I am honored to be a rector. Today, though, I have some news to share. I have accepted the call to be rector of St. Matthew's Church in Pennington, New Jersey. I'll give you a moment, because you won't hear anything I say for a while. Pennington is a town outside of Trenton, between Trenton and Princeton. This is the Holy Spirit moving. I am quite happy to be here with you all. It has been the greatest honor to be with you. I want this view. I want you to know that this is forever, in my mind, what All Saints looks like. Building's beautiful. The worship is lovely. The music is glorious. But the thing I prize most is you. It is hard when a rector announces moving on, and Katie and I do ask for your prayers for us, but this is not a note that I'm walking out that door and you'll never see me again. I will be here. My last Sunday will be May 19th, which is the day of Pentecost. And in that time, there is only one thing that is overarching in everything I will be doing, and that is, it will be with you. This time of transition, as you process, we're going to be present with one another. There will be times to gather, small groups and large, be time to share what we mean to each other, because you have left an indelible mark on me. And you would have anyway, but certainly, together we have been through the unimaginable. Pandemic, arson, but look at us. But the thing is that this building, which is beautiful, restored, and does really feed us a place where we can gather and be community so that we may go out into the world and say, peace be with you. But this is not the church. We learned that in the pandemic. We learned that, wait a minute, what we've always heard is that the church is not the building, it's the people. We figured out, wait a minute, we can still be church. We pray more now, every day. We didn't have that before. We had 4 services a week. Now we have Compline 6 nights. And it is not the rector. I hope that I have been a good rector for you. And I know that our parting is bittersweet. But the church is not the building. It's not the priest. It is you. This church is now thriving again, not because the building looks better after arson. It is because when it got tough, you tenaciously said, this is my parish family. As we go through the transition, I know you will have many questions. Know that you are in just incredible hands with Allison Harden as your senior warden, Tony Kaka as our junior warden. We have a really gifted vestry. But you know that spirit that kept us going, that made people say, yes, I am still, even though I can't be in the building, this is my parish. Your generosity, both of finances, but especially of spirit. The way we reach out into the community. And as I go, knowing that the Holy Spirit has called me to something different, that doesn't mean that now, you know, nothing happens here. If the Holy Spirit is calling me, the Holy Spirit is calling you. It's calling all saints. We have been through so much, and I feel like we are now in a vibrant situation, and I do pray that as you go in the process, as you start searching for a new rector, that you're going to find somebody with different gifts and skills, and probably somebody who is very, very ready to help you as you enter a new chapter as a parish. Please pray for Katie and for me. Pray for each other. And most especially, come Holy Spirit. Allison is going to say a few words. Allison?
So happy Low Sunday, everybody. So we are embarking on a new path together, and before we do, I want to be sure you all know how to reach me or any vestry member. On the website, you go to leadership and then vestry, and from there you can link to the contact page, and you drop down to choose the person that you want to email. Just so everyone knows, I tend to reserve blocks of time to handle church matters, so I wouldn't necessarily reply to an email instantaneously, but I'll get back to you in a day or two. Many people here are of an age or an experience level that you've been through a rector search before, and for those who haven't, just so you know, the diocese, there are canons that dictate what we do, and there's also a human canon person who will partner with us through this. And the diocese is us, and we are the diocese, and they will help us. So we're going to have a bittersweet 6 weeks celebrating, enjoying, and thanking Leslie. Then, in the grace of our faith and our fellowship together, will embark on this journey of discernment. I invite you all to join me, to join the vestry, and to listen. The Holy Spirit is now and will be speaking to us and calling us. The vestry and I are very glad to be going on this with you, and we are especially glad that thanks to Leslie's stewardship of us, we start from a place of financial, physical, and spiritual health. And there could be no greater parting gift from her. And because of that, we know all manner of things shall be well.
As you leave, you'll see in the back there are vestry members, staff, who are going to have copies of a letter that is for the parish. So if you'd like a paper copy, it just tells a little bit more and maybe something you can then take with you and digest. It will be sent out to our entire email list at noon today and on our social media. So I want you to know that, like I said, I'm not right out the door. And I'm not even in the next 6 weeks, 1 foot in and 1 foot out. My feet are here. Know that we have not stopped. We are still going. Allison, at the end, talked about all shall be well. These are words from a vision of a mystic, Julian of Norwich, in the 14th century. There were plagues going on. There were all kinds of hard things. And when she was 30 years old, she was on her deathbed. The priest gave her last rites and then held up a crucifix, and she proceeded to have vibrant visions of God, most especially of love. Jesus as mother, God as our loving creator. And this is her most well-known quote. It's not a Pollyanna statement. It is what she received in a vision in a hard time. She went on to be spiritual advisor and praying always. So I end with this as a prayer. All shall be well, and all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. For there is a force of love moving through the universe that holds us fast and will never let us go. Amen.